you know, we want to make sure that we have our finger on the pulse of what's happening out there in manufacturing. And
welcome to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I am your host, Haley Steele, and it is 2021. We are so excited. It is a new year, and we're going to do a new spin on our first podcast of 2021, similar to kind of what we did for our last podcast of 2020. Our way of saying thank you to our audience and everyone out there for the first time ever. So exciting in MassMEP history. We have a top 10 episodes of all time. In our last podcast, we were with our marketing director, Christy Grignon, and our IT manager, Matt Healy, who I also call Producer Matt. Producer Matt's on with me today. Say hi.
Hi, Haley. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. He has to be on here all the time anyway. So I thought, why not? Probably the best person to have on with me to do our top 10 episodes of all time. Before we kind of get into those top 10 episodes, though, we do want to say, you know, thanks to the audience that has listened to us over the past year and helped us get a top 10 list. And because of that, you know, we want to reach out to you. We want to know what it is that you are concerned about. What are you thinking? What are you hearing when it comes to manufacturing in the state of Massachusetts? You're the feet on the street. You are the front lines of manufacturing. And so we want to know what you want us to do for a podcast, what information you'd like for us to put out there. So make sure you reach out to us. You can connect with us through our social media outlets. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And you can also reach out to us through our MassMEP website. And if you, you know, our emails and contacts are out there too. So we just want to know what you want to hear, and we will do our best to put those together and we'll put them out in a podcast. So I guess we should get started, Matt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for letting me talk today instead of just kind of sitting in the background.
Yeah, I think people get tired of listening to me by myself the whole time. So I'm glad to have you on with me.
Number 10.
You guys kept like adapting your approach and trying to challenge each other.
Is what do educators, students, and PPE have in common? Brown Med. This podcast, I don't know when we did this, Matt, do you?
It was sometime end of summer, beginning of fall or so. And this was with Karen Myhaver, one of our staff members here at MassMEP. And she helped Brown Med essentially get a whole bunch of students together and run their factory all summer.
If
I recall right.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, it was probably one of the most unique silver linings that came out of the pandemic on the manufacturing side for us, in that it was a way for manufacturing to continue, PPE to get out there for those that needed it. And for there were a lot of students that were kind of put on the, you know, the back burner because they didn't have any options. Those that were doing internships or exchanges, you know, like working with the workforce programs that we do. So this Brown Med brought forth another option for them, and they were able to move forward, and they did a great job. Super appreciative of the opportunity that was handed to them. And they were a lot of fun. It was a big group. We had seven, I think, on that one.
Yeah, it was our biggest one. And what was unique for us, I think it was our first time, actually it was our first time that we had students on there. And they weren't from a company or one of our clients or a staff member. So it was a lot of fun with the students talking, and they were getting pretty excited about some of the things we were talking about. It's probably one of, even though it's our number 10 right now, it's probably one of my favorite ones that we did.
Yeah, I agree. So number 10 was, what do educators, students, and PPE have in common? And it is Brown Med.
Number nine.
Our number nine podcast was Celebrate Summer with These Fireworks. This was, I'm kind of amazed by this. So I did this one all by myself in the conference room. And it was a recap of where we were up to that point. It was just a fun little, you know, quick podcast. I wanted to thank everybody for where we were so far. I think we released it right around the 4th. And it just came together as a, oh, wait, we don't have anybody lined up. We were still in the midst of the pandemic. Let's throw something fun together. And I'm like, I'll just do a quick little recap. So yeah, I did it all by myself. I think you probably produced it on the inside, but all I remember is I recorded it, I'm going to say 5 or 6 times. So it was maybe a little bit more scripted than we do today. Obviously we've come a long way from when we started doing these, where we definitely were very scripted. And now I think we're just so much more comfortable that we kind of go with it. So yeah, number nine was our Celebrate Summer with These Fireworks.
Number eight.
Food is kind of cool right now.
Food for thought. Kathy Mahoney, who was our former center director, and we were with Representative Hannah Kane, Representative Dan
Donahue.
Yeah, Dan Donahue. I was going to call him by his nickname, but I don't want to. Yeah, so do you remember? This was a good one. I remember doing this one. This one was fun.
Yeah, so this was a good one with Hannah Kane and Dan Donahue, with them talking about their food caucus that is in the State House. It was one of their larger caucuses, I believe, they were talking about, and how it just has a lot of different players in it, whether it's manufacturers, it's the small, you know, bakers, the small shops. It was everything kind of put together, and what their needs were during the pandemic and what some of their struggles were. And they just kind of helped some of these companies put some stuff together, and you know, just kind of worked.
Yeah. Keep moving forward. And I think for us, in the moment, we're very manufactured centered in our vision and where we look, but we kind of wanted to show people it wasn't just, I mean, I think at that point, I don't think we were much far into the pandemic at that point, maybe 3 months in.
I spoke with them.
Yeah. So it was a way for us to say, hey, this really is affecting all aspects, you know. Oh, that was when like the milk was being dumped in places because schools weren't open, so they couldn't get them.
Supply chain, and you know, think about early in the pandemic that struggle with meat and some of the other things that, you know, people were trying to get. And all those things are being affected by these food manufacturers and with people trying to get them.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was nice to see, you know, we had, you know, representation across the board. So it didn't matter, you know, obviously the pandemic, it was all about the people. And it was great for, you know, both Representative Donahue and Representative Kane to be with us. So that was a fun podcast.
Number seven.
Our goal in being involved in any of this is it's got to go back to the manufacturers.
Mass MEP Manufacturing Pipeline, episode 2. So we'll wait to see if episode 1 makes it on the top 10 list. But we did a group. We had a couple of people on, and we spoke with Sean Killam and Karen Myhaver, and we talked about the pipeline. We spoke about everything from AMP to the MACWIC credentialing, to the manufacturing your career link, and anything in regards to, they're not internships, but what does Karen call them, Matt? Apprenticeships. Right. Apprenticeships. Right. Yes. Yeah. So it was all that. And I think this was right before maybe we were starting, or maybe right at the very beginning of the pandemic. Cause I know I was home.
Yep.
When we did this podcast.
I think it was one of the first podcasts we actually did from home.
Yes, I think you're right. And I learned later on to make sure that I dressed appropriately after that point, because we were actually recording and we actually used part of the video. So I was in just a regular t-shirt, but it was a good podcast for us because it allowed us to see. I think it's fun that, I think it's interesting that, you know, episode 2 is number 7. So that's kind of interesting to me. And I, like I said, we'll leave it up to the imagination whether episode 1 makes it or not on the list. But I think it's interesting to know that people, you know, were listening. We had to break it up into 2 sessions because it was super long. So, but it was all about what was going on with basically our pipeline. And we see our pipeline as how it's coming up through. There is a big, there's a skills gap. There's also a big age gap when it comes to manufacturing. And there's also, you know, this thought of manufacturing and the way it was. It's not like that anymore. So this was our way of letting people know it's a great opportunity for the future. It really is.
Yep. And if, you know, if this does interest anyone still, they can always hop on and look at Karen's Manufacturing Your Career link that is on our website as well.
Yeah, that's a great, it's a great link. We have well over 200 manufacturers that are on there currently. If you are a manufacturer and you want to be on it, you can register to be on it. And if you are looking for manufacturers, then jump on and use the link. So yeah, absolutely. Great point, Matt. Thank you for bringing that up.
Number 6.
We're trying to give everyone all sides of the story and try to remind them at the end of all this, they're still employed.
Manufacturers Traversing Turbulent Times, Part 2. I love how these parts, you know what I mean? Like Part 2. So you like, what makes people listen to Part 2 more than Part 1? Maybe it's the timing, maybe, you know, who knows, but Manufacturers Traversing Turbulent Times, Part 2. This was the podcast we did with Diane Ferreira from AccuRounds and Paula Martel from Northeastern Machines. John Killam.
I was on it too. Actually, going back to the first podcast we did from home, this was the first one. Now that you said it.
Yeah.
This is literally right when the pandemic started. So I think we're less than a month into it. I want to say somewhere around the end of March we did this, beginning of April. And they were just trying to let us know what their struggles were during the pandemic and what was going on within their companies. You know, they were having pipeline issues. They were having issues with, you know, staff members being sick, staff members being tested.
Yeah, this was at the very beginning. So like the whole testing process, we didn't really know and quite understand what was happening yet. So the manufacturers were struggling with that, getting a test and then having to wait so long. Cause this was when tests weren't rapid, right?
Right.
We had to wait.
They're out 2 weeks each time.
Yeah.
I think Paul was telling us.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing, the message, I think the clearest message, and Christy referred to this yesterday in a meeting we had, but the clearest message that came out of this podcast that will stick probably with all of us is the manufacturer saying how proud their staff, team members, employees, however you want to call them, were that if they pivoted or they were able to stay essential, that they were doing something for the greater good of the PPE, and it was actually helping and making a difference in the world. So that is what, for the first time ever, they didn't see manufacturing as just a job, but they actually saw it as an opportunity to make a difference in the world. And they were extremely prideful of that.
Number 5.
Our goal in being involved in any of this, is it's got to go back to the manufacturers.
Mass MEP Manufacturing Pipeline, episode 1. So it made it. It made it on the list. So we have episode 1 and episode 2. That's exciting.
Yep.
So, you know, like Matt and I said earlier, this is, you know, this was the episode where episode 1, I think we spoke more to maybe Sean in this episode about AMP, and we spoke more about the MACWIC credentialing, and that's kind of where it went. So number 5 is the Mass MEP Manufacturing Pipeline. So Karen and Sean should be excited to know that both of their episodes made the top 10 list. It's pretty exciting. This is fun to use for like company events, and we can kind of, you know, add a little team building to it and say, hey, you know, if you're really good, we'll see if you make the top 10 list for the podcast at the end of the year.
A little incentive to come on and talk to us.
Yeah, right. All right. So
number 4.
That has all of the information. So through Treasury, it's treasury.gov/cares.
Manufacturers don't miss this deadline. So this was right when the CARES Act and was it the PPP loans,
yep,
or funding, however they worded that, it got approved. This was when the first stimulus kind of came out, correct, for the businesses?
Yep.
Yeah. So we spoke with the SBA. We had representatives from the local and state level. And we basically, it was the time when we got to put out the information on the timelines.
Yep. Yeah. And when they could apply for these loans and what their deadlines were.
Yeah.
What kind of assistance that they were being offered. See if it was the right fit for these companies and manufacturers.
Yeah. We thought this was kind of important. And by the looks of it, with it being our number 4, listen to podcast, I'm going to say it was a pretty important podcast.
Yeah.
Again, this kind of goes back to what we said at the beginning, and we want to know what you want to hear about. You know, we want to make sure that we have our finger on the pulse of what's happening out there in manufacturing. And this was obviously one of those ones we felt was extremely important to the audience. So yeah, number 4 was manufacturers don't miss this deadline. All right. So we have our top 3 left. This is super exciting.
Number 3.
They also are proud that they're in the fight. Yeah. They're proud that they're making a difference.
Manufacturers Traversing Turbulent Times, part 1. Yay! Super. So 2 of our podcasts that we did that had 2 parts to, both made the top 10.
Yep.
And yeah, that's exciting.
This one being in the top 3 is just showing how important it was with people listening to it and the information that we were offering to them.
I agree. I totally agree. So it's kind of cool to know. So we have some things that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. I know the Advanced Manufacturing Collaborative is doing a webinar, and we'll be hosting it for them. And in that webinar, it'll also be available on our Facebook page. We do everything that we can Facebook Live, so you can always go back to it. It's kind of like a library for you of our webinars. But we're still talking about this, you know, we're still talking about, manufacturers, you know, we have focusing on Mike Tomasi from Mackie forward. So pipeline kind of falls into it as well, but yeah, but you're right, Matt, this is totally shows the importance of it. So number 3 was Manufacturers Traversing Turbulent Times, and it was part 1. So congratulations to Paula Martel and Diane Ferreira for making it on here twice. This is great. So I love this because I love joking with Paula, because I call Paula our local celebrity. When I talk to Paula, I'll be like, hey, Paula, you're not going to believe this, but you made the top 10 twice and you made number 3. So I have a feeling she's going to do her best to make number 1 for 2021. So she
absolutely will. That'll be her goal.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll be calling me like, hey, this is what we should do as a podcast. Let's make it number 1.
Yep.
All right, so top 2, here we go.
Number 2.
Types of products that we think that Massachusetts needs and could be made here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
2 was Sea Change in Progress, COVID-19. Do you remember this one?
You might have to refresh my memory.
In this podcast, we actually had 3 panelists on with us. We had our former center director, Kathy Mahoney, our current president, John Killam, and we had with us Rep Roy. It was a podcast where we talked about what was going on. We were literally in the nitty-gritty of the pandemic at this point. And Rep Roy was on with us in a way that we were talking about a company that was a phoenix that came out of the ashes of COVID-19, and it was how the state was taking on COVID-19, slowing the spread, in finding ways to manufacture, distribute PPE. And each one of them being on the panel with us, with Kathy, John, and Rep Roy, it gave us quite a few perspectives on how things were going in manufacturing across the state, and also where the legislature was headed and what they were trying to work through at that time as well. So it was a great podcast. We thanked Rep Roy for being on with us, and he was pretty busy at the time, as were Kathy and John. So a lot of fun. Thanks again to Rep Roy, and congratulations to them on making number two. We did it. We went through the top nine. We have our number one, and I'm so excited to say that this is our number one.
Number one.
The biggest thing we can do right now is labor exchange, connecting the supply with the demand.
Is workforce development during COVID-19. So we did this with Lisa Derby Oden.
Yep.
Jeff Turgeon.
Yep. Yep. Jeff.
And we had
Greg Bunn.
That was it. That's the number one podcast for 2020. And I think, again, you know, and Matt, you probably will agree, it was because it was about the workforce.
Yeah.
And right, what was happening. It was the first time we were starting to see, because the country was starting to shut down.
Yep. Yeah. They're showing us just a different side of it and what their struggles were too. You know, they had to essentially shut down their offices, and they're still trying to help people in the midst of all of this. You know, there were a lot of people getting laid off, but there were some companies that were trying to grow, whether they were trying to make PPE or hand sanitizer, whatever it may have been, they still needed people to work. And their other struggle was, some of these people that got laid off, they didn't want to go back to work. So they were getting that federal money. It was an extra, $600 a week or something.
Yeah. 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 So people, you're right.
They just didn't think that they had to go back.
Yeah. And people were going to them, asking them for help. How do we get people to come back? So they were from the workforce boards, and from, it was just, Matt's like spot on with it, with that perspective of it. And it was a way for us to, you know, help people see and understand how they could still continue to work if they needed to, how they worked with their workforce. And I think from this, it actually helped us bring forward a lot of our pivoting type of trainings and information that we offered. You know, we did a lot of the returning safely to work, the ABCs with Darcy Cook.
Yep.
And it helped us also, you know, it was one of those things, this, I wouldn't say, unfortunately, I think the pandemic was an awesome thing. It's not awesome that it happened, and it's horrible, but for us as an organization, it was probably, we did such good things with it.
Yep.
We found ways to still sustain, maintain, and reach out to the clients that really needed the help. And we were able to find things for ourselves too, as an organization, that maybe we weren't looking at before. It kind of did open our eyes and make us see a little differently.
Yeah, I think part of it, you know, it did break down, speaking on the Mass MAP side, it broke down some of our, we'll call them silos. And yeah, think about how many people you and I or whoever worked with that you probably wouldn't have worked with as much if, you know, we are still in that office role or just sitting at the office or, you know, going into clients, whatever it may be. I think a lot of us became better team because of some of this. Like you said, it's absolutely horrible what's happening, but it did strengthen part of our organization, in my opinion.
I agree. So that's how we beat COVID. That's my outlook on it. That's our way of beating COVID. Yeah. We smashed those little, amoeba looking, whatever weird things those look, COVID cells, we smashed them. That was our vaccine. So yeah. So congratulations. Number one, podcast of all time. Well, we'll say of all time, it's really of 2020, workforce development during COVID-19. So, you know, I guess that's it. So we can only look up from here, right, Matt? And yep. just We have a lot of great things coming out in the next couple of months in regards to podcasts. You know, we're going to start focusing on our team and what we do. We're going to have a podcast coming out, talking with a panel of our project managers, our regional project managers, and kind of what they're hearing and seeing of what's happening today and right now within their regions. And we're also looking at, for the first time ever, we're going to start doing spotlights on specific manufacturers that are success stories with MassMEP. So they're Massachusetts manufacturers. And we're going to start having them on as well. And of course, most importantly, if you have something that you're hearing or seeing or you think is really important, send the ideas our way. We'll take a look at them and we'll see what we can come up with. Thanks everyone for listening. And thanks for a great 2020 on our podcast side. Good riddance to 2020, I guess. And here's to 2021. Subscribe to our podcast channel, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And of course, you can always listen to us on our website at massmep.org. So thanks, Matt, for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me. And next time I'll be much happier just being behind the scenes and not having to talk to you, but it was fun.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. I'll keep it in mind. It doesn't mean I won't not ever do it again, but I'll keep it in mind. thanks for being on with me. I appreciate it. So thanks for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. And we will see you next time, whether it's in our space, your space, or cyberspace.
Thank you so much for listening to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of MassMEP's podcasts or for more information on how MassMEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.